Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. I'm so excited. I was just out rolling for Pink last weekend and met so many of my listeners, and it was such an amazing event and just for such a great cause. So I love that. Also, I got a chance to go to the
red, white, and blue.
Thank you. Ball at the Ronald Reagan Library. Amazing, amazing. It was really cool. So, anyways, again, if you are just tuning in with us and waking up and starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim. I'm here with Anne Marie. How are you doing, Anne?
Good morning, Anne Marie.
Anne Marie.
You left off that little part.
I know.
I get very touchy about my name.
You do, don't you? Like, well, you have to be connected, Anne Marie.
If you said your name was Robert, I wouldn't say, hey, Rob.
Why do people do that?
Why do people shorten names?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anyways, also, we've got Tom Spence here. How you doing, Tom?
Doing very well.
All right.
Lots of prizes.
I know, lots of stuff. And in the studio with us, we have my girlfriend, Frances Starr. And from Core Elements, you hear her commercial on my show. But, oh my gosh, you are rocking and rolling with your new things that you've got going. I can't wait for everybody to hear all the great things. But not only that is, God, I mean, you're out there helping people to feel better. What a great concept.
It really is. Thanks for having me again this morning, Kim. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm having a great time. You know, just getting out there, talking about health, helping people get aware of how they can really participate in their own healing and get to the root cause. It's a blast. It's really,
yeah,
things are just moving and grooving. Yeah.
Yeah. You've taken it to the next level. I love it.
Yeah.
I love when I watch people just grow and blossom in their own creation, and that's what you're doing. So hats off to you. I'm really excited for you.
Honestly, she has so much energy about her.
Yeah,
as soon as you walk in,
yeah.
Yeah, you really can.
Okay.
Both of you.
Thank you. And same with you.
Oh,
no,
thank you.
Yeah. She was waiting for that one. But okay. So anyways, but again, we have a really great show for you today. I do want to remind you to become one of our friends on Facebook. We are adding up there, and that's where you find out and win lots of stuff that we have got going on in the 805. Of course, we call ourselves the brighter side of the 805. And I do want to give you our phone number here. So you can win. There's lots of things that we're giving away. But the phone number, write this down, is 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. All you have to do is call when we're going to give something away, or if you want to add something to one of our conversations, you want to talk about it, you want to know who we're talking to, you want to know a little bit more about it, all you have to do is call, leave us your name, your number, and your email. And you know what? Even if you don't have enough time to leave us your email, just leave us your name and number, and one of the team members from the Kim Pagano Show will get back with you. So I want to tell you about our show today. Our first guest is Beth Bryce, and she is a co-author of Women on Fire. This is volume 2. And we talk about women on fire. I mean, God, Frances Starr, you are a woman. Anne Marie, woman on fire. I think of myself as a woman on fire. We, you know, it's men are on fire probably all the time, right? Tom Spence, career-wise, you guys?
Right this moment?
No, not so much. Okay, a little early maybe. I don't know. But anyways, but you know what? Women on fire are like, you know, we're multitasking. We're taking care of our children, our husband, our families, and then we have our career. And how enlightening to hear other people's stories, and that's what we're going to do today. Also, of course, we're going to talk with Frances Starr. We're going to talk about her Core Element Wellness. And then we're going to talk with Jeremy Butler, and we're going to talk about making soda at home, mastering the craft of carbonation. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. I realized that
thought, I really don't need soda. I just needed the carbonation. And so having, you know, a little bit of soda water, it's probably way healthier. I mean, you
could
probably...
absolutely. I like just to have a Pellegrino, you know, every now and then.
Too.
I want that carbonation, right. You know, and I squeeze some lemon or some lime.
Yeah.
I haven't tried, this is going to be interesting to hear from him today.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that. Maybe you can infuse it with some great, you know, juice.
I'm sure
or,
you can.
Basil.
You
know, now they're putting basil and lemonade and all that. So,
you know, make it healthy.
Anyways, Tom, let's talk about all our giveaways that we have here. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and you are starting your day in a positive way here on AM 1590 KVTA.
Kenny Loggins. At the Thousand
Loggins.
Pacific Arts Plaza, all the way back to House on Pooh Corner, up to everything that he's done since then, from Top Gun. You'll know every single song that he does. Kenny Loggins in concert July 3rd. Ronald Reagan Presidential Library baseball exhibit going through September. And we also have 16 by J. You ladies know more about that than
That's
but it's clothing.
16 by J-ma, right?
One of our favorite places.
Yeah, and everything in there is so affordable. All you have to do is walk in. You can put a whole outfit together for under $50. It's really cute clothes.
I haven't heard of this one.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to send you over there. But
and
we
then let's
are,
run the food. Good Morning Cafe. Along with that, Noah's Bagels. We have a free dozen bagels. Soup Plantation in there. Cafe Nafola. Gift card. Urbane Cafe. Free sandwich and salad gift card. And Papa John's complimentary pizza in Moore Park.
There you go. And that's all you have to do. So write that number down, 419-0008. Let's get started with our first guest here. I want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show today or any of our shows, you can go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen there. All of our shows are downloaded there. Also on iTunes, and that is iTunes/Kim Pagano. With that, let's bring Beth Bryce. Beth, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim. Good morning, everyone. Thanks
Good morning.
For inviting me on your show. Good morning.
Well, thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Debbie Phillips is the starter of this, correct?
That's right. Absolutely. Debbie started Women on Fire, and this is the second book that I'm featured in. And I like to say I am a hopeaholic.
Ooh, I never heard of a hopeaholic. I love that. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Who just happens to be a motivational career coach. I'm a big risk taker, dog lover, and genuinely inspired 365 days out of the year. And I tell people, don't worry. If you can't dream big enough for yourself, I can do it for you.
I love that.
That's great.
Yeah. I coach women through career transitions. And those who gravitate towards me typically are searching for their life purpose. They either want to switch careers altogether or start their own business. And I think, you know, Kim, I think most people know what they really want to do, but they're often overwhelmed and unsure how to get there. So I help others recognize their unlimited potential by providing an inspiring, compassionate support system. And I connect the dots as they identify their fears and obstacles and help them create an action plan to live their true purpose.
Wow. Beth, do you think that, I mean, and actually I'm not even asking this question. I really know that so many people, it's fear that holds us back, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's, you know, fears, so many different fears. Fears of what people will think. Fears about, you know, leaving a successful career behind. Financial fears. Fears of the unknown. And that's the key. So when you create an action plan, you're actually identifying the challenges, coming up with solutions, and you're addressing the unknown.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Frances,
mm-hmm.
did you have a question?
Well, so how did you discover your purpose? How did you get on track with this?
Well, you know, personally, I struggled to find my place in the world. After graduating from college, I switched jobs 8 times in 10 years, always searching. But I tell you what, I never settled for a mediocre life. And so fast forward 20 years, I was burnt out. I had a very successful, lucrative career in accounting, but it lacked meaning for me, and I found it even hard to breathe. And so to save myself, I embarked on a journey to find my calling, which, as it turns out, is career counseling. And it was as simple as attending a leadership workshop where one day I had an epiphany. And I realized that it wasn't about me. I needed to make a difference in my community, in the world. So I asked myself, how can I make a difference using my talents? And I dug really deep and I searched my soul and really found my true passion and discovered is mentoring youth and professional women. So I dove into starting a career coaching company. And as I identified my purpose, it became my compass and it helped shape my path. And you know as well as I do, when you're on the right path, doors open, people appear, and opportunities come. But well, I tell you, go ahead.
I was just going to, I have a question. This is Anne Marie
here.
Jump in. Okay. Are you ever too old to switch careers? And is there an average age? Because I know a lot of, you know, for whatever reason, divorce, loss of job, people or women, you know, they're forced to make a career change. But then there are other women, of course, that,
just
you know, choose, yeah, choose to.
Yeah.
But is there an average age, or what do you say to the women that say that they're too old?
Oh, right. That's such a good point. And the average age of the women that come to me, believe it or not, are between 35 and 60. And right now, three of my clients, I'm working with three different generations. So one's in their 30s, 40s, and mid-50s, and they're packing up everything they own, relocating to a different state, and starting over to pursue their dream. And I'm telling you, they're doing it alone. So this is them standing out, and it's very, very exciting for them to make a decision and take a committed action.
You know, Beth, I just have to, like, say, kind of chime in with that. We were in Ecuador, and I'm telling you, there were so many women by themselves that were making a change, a life change, and moving. And I thought,
moving to Ecuador?
Moving to Ecuador.
Really? Not just traveling, but moving.
No, actually.
That's a big change.
That's a huge change. I'm almost kind of like a scary change.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm telling you that, you know what their thing was? Well, I don't want to say I shoulda, coulda, woulda. And they were middle-aged. They were like, you know what? I'm divorced. I'm single. I lost my husband.
Right.
I'm, you know, and I'm like, what about your kids? What about? I thought that was pretty courageous.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And their kids are grown. And like you said, they're single. And they're confident. And really confident in themselves. And so I tell people, it's never too late. What are you waiting for? Your age is not a valid excuse.
Right.
No.
So you have a chapter in the book called I'm Marrying Me, which
I love
So you're getting, you know, for those of us that are divorced, so you're getting rid of your significant other, but you're turning toward yourself now for your support. Tell us a little bit about that chapter.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was just an incredible journey. And so it really describes in detail how I was able to get unstuck in a toxic, unfulfilling job for years that ultimately impacted my health and relationships. But whether it's a toxic job, relationship, or addiction, it all boils down to the same self-love question. Why are you punishing yourself? So what I decided to do was stop making excuses and figure it out. So this is what I did. I created my own version of Eat, Pray, Love, and I did it in the domestic USA over a year. And I traveled to the beach, the mountains, and the desert because these are the places I feel most connected and at peace with my spirit. And so each trip in itself was transformational. And I write about those trips. But collectively, they gave me the confidence and courage to finally walk away from a career that no longer served me.
And what was your career?
I was in accounting management for Fortune 500 companies, corporate environment for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's one particular experience that talks about I'm Marrying Me that I really would like to share with your listeners. Yeah, because this was not, I had no preconceived agenda. I just wanted to go and be by myself and dwell in the possibilities and watch it unfold. So when I went to the beach, I walked miles collecting rocks on this particular day. And I found myself giving them names of past hurts, of events that needed to be forgiven, people that needed to be forgiven, even myself. And when I finished walking, I chucked all these rocks in the ocean, and I'm telling you, it just melted away. And I finished that day by writing my own vows, committing myself to my dreams. And I say, that is the day I married me.
Oh wow. I mean, it kind of gives me chills. Yeah,
that's a lot.
I mean, that's beautiful.
That's some forgiveness.
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Beth Bryce. We're talking about 12 strategies to boldly pursue and live your dream career. You have your chapter in Women on Fire, 21 Inspiring Women Share Their Life Secrets. Now, have you met these 21 other women?
I've met about 18 of them because we all converged and met in New York City one day. Debbie Phillips orchestrated this for us, and it was phenomenal because we each took about 10 to 15 minutes and talked about our stories and sat in a circle and just really listened and supported one another. And it was just so incredibly moving. The stories in the chapters are just incredible. Any possible challenge that you can imagine that your friends have gone through, your sisters, your neighbors, just unbelievable inspiration on how these women got through them. And mine just happened to be about leaving a career that wasn't fulfilling and doing, following your purpose.
Wow. And now, are you married?
I am.
Okay. And so how did your spouse handle this?
Actually, he's very supportive. I will say that we're separated. But he's always been completely supportive.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I want to find out a little bit more. I know we're almost at the end of our interview here, but I want to find out a little bit more about what is Women on Fire? Is it just stories of women's inspiring lives that can help you, or is it an organization too?
No, it's an organization, Women on Fire. Debbie Phillips created it. It's an incredible membership organization. She has amazing video meetings once a month, inspiring stories. Basically, the group is created to support, provide inspiration and strategies for women. And it's more like a sisterhood, a community. And I think there's at least a few thousand members. Wow. And we're on Facebook, and just the resources that we share amongst one another. It's really incredible.
All right.
Really incredible.
Well, I love it. I've put together a women's support group here, and I love that. I would love to grow it to that level because I really do think there is a sisterhood. It's about,
it's about
having
community
your
and sharing resources and uplifting one another, and you can see things that other people can see things that might be right in front of your face
and you don't see, or a block that
somebody else can help you get through. So it is, I call it, our support team, a cheerleading team.
Right. And sometimes when you see what other people are going through, you honestly don't feel so bad about what you're going through.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, because I will say, isolation is a dream killer, and there are no limits to what you can accomplish with a support team. Right. And so it's just an amazing organization.
Wow.
So Beth, how can our listeners contact you if they'd like to, be coached by you?
Sure, they can find all about me on my website, the book, my services, BethBryce.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and I'd love to connect with you.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on our show.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
I'm
completely honored. You're doing phenomenal work.
Well, thank you.
So much.
And do us a favor, like us on the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook so we can share you.
Oh, I already did.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. You have a really great day.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to do some giveaway here. And let's see. What should we do? Should we give a...
Let's do food. It's early.
Okay. It's early. Okay. How about... you pick it, Tom.
Okay. We are going to go with Good Morning Cafe, a gift card there in Camarillo. Good Morning Cafe. Nice place to have yourself some breakfast.
That's right. That's over in the 99 Cent Center, and really good breakfast, lunch, and takeout. So definitely go check that out. And that is Good Morning Cafe. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Frances Starr. We're going to talk about stress and hormones. Oh, God, this scares me, but it's so needed. So anyways, I'm really excited to be talking about that. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Stay with us.
Sixteen by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at sixteenbuyjma.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are up early, starting your day in a positive way here on AM 1590 KVTA. And, of course, Anne Marie is here with me.
I am. And you know what? Since summertime is officially upon us,
yes,
I really do want to give a big shout out to Phantom Screens.
Did you get them put in?
Yes, I did. I absolutely love them. You got to call. They're durable. They have protection from insects. And
did you
and
have
harsh
one put on your
sun.
Front door so then you can have your door open? Because you have that side door.
I have a side door. I did not.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to have them back to do that. But give them a call. 805-990-1175. Awesome.
Okay.
And you really, now that summer's here, there's no excuses. Get
perfect.
It done.
Okay. Very good. All right. So with that, we've got Frances Starr in our studio right here. And Frances Starr is a functioning diagnostic nutritionist. She works with people to get to the root cause of their health complaints and teaches a model of holistic self-care. I mean, so, you know, so many people put up with like, oh, I just don't feel good, but I'm not going to do anything about it. What the heck? Why do we do that to ourselves?
I think because it just seems normal. Like every
I've had a headache forever, so why not, right?
Yeah, it's so common. They just think, well, that's normal. It's part of getting old. I've been dealing with this forever.
And that's not the case.
No, it's not part of getting old.
And all this is related or connected to our adrenal glands, is that right? Or not always?
A lot of it is, absolutely. I'm losing my train of thought here.
The adrenal glands.
Right. Oh. So our adrenal glands produce cortisol, which is our stress hormone.
Okay.
So one of the first places I look when I'm working with a client is their adrenal glands. And I look at the functionality of their adrenal glands. And so we're looking at cortisol, because what's happening is when we're under a lot of stress, we're producing this cortisol at high levels. And cortisol naturally is... It's the stress hormone, and we have it throughout the day, but when we're under a great amount of stress, whether it's external, you know, mental, emotional, biochemical, maybe we have an injury, or, biomechanical or biochemical, something in, that's going on inside of our body, it's putting stress on the adrenal glands, and they're producing this cortisol at high levels. And what happens is after a while, the adrenal glands get fatigued. And they cannot produce the cortisol that's necessary. So first of all, they're way up here in phase one. They're producing tons of cortisol, which is not good. Produces belly fat.
Right, that's what I'm going to say. Does cortisol make us fat?
Yes. When it's in a high...
How do we get rid of that?
Okay, well, we got
to
get it.
We're going to listen to the rest of the show.
Right. So that's phase one of adrenal dysfunction, right? The cortisol's racing, it's high. But after a while, the adrenals get fatigued, and they can't even make the cortisol anymore. So the cortisol... starts to drop, the adrenals are fatigued, they can't work, and then how it affects our sex hormones, the rest of our steroid hormone balance gets out of whack, because then it starts to steal the pregnenolone, which is the mother hormone to the sex hormone. So as it's stealing, it's known as the pregnenolone steal. As it starts to steal the pregnenolone in order to make more cortisol, it throws our entire sex hormones out of balance. Our estrogen, our progesterone, our testosterone is thrown out of balance.
Is this something that happens after menopause or perimenopause or women of all ages?
Women and men.
And men too.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the change of life, if you will.
Okay.
Where do we start, first of all? I mean, I definitely want to get on board with this because one, you know, is sometimes you just don't have a lot of energy or you feel like, you know, you can't make it through your whole day, that kind of
thing.
Exactly. That's kind of the feeling you're talking about. Of course, then there's, you know, lack of sex. There's all those things,
yeah.
Right?
Right. So then you've got this, the stress that's, impacted your adrenals, which has then impacted your sex hormones. So now you've got the loss of libido and, you know, all of these other issues going on, right? So to get started, that's what you're asking. What
Correct.
Do you do
about
yes. it? Okay. So the first thing you want to do is get tested. Find out what's going on.
And now, is that a blood test or a saliva test?
Saliva test.
Okay.
And so we're looking at circadian rhythm. We're looking at the cortisol levels throughout the day and even the melatonin, which is the sleep hormone at night. So we're looking morning, afternoon, late afternoon, evening. How is that cortisol? Is it dropping way low? Is it spiking way high?
So I'm confused. So are you're testing all of that through a saliva test?
Yes.
Or are you
and
doing
did
it
you know that the saliva is like the probably way more accurate than blood, right?
Yes, for this purpose, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you can get a circadian rhythm results from just a saliva test?
Yes.
Really?
Not
That's
only
fascinating.
That, but the functional adrenal stress profile test I do, not only does that the circadian rhythm we just talked about the,
right.
the different cortisol levels throughout the day, but also estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, and as I mentioned, melatonin. So I'm getting five hormone readings as well as the cortisol, and that is a great way to start to see what's happening, what kind of stress the body's under. And then as a functional nutritionist, what I do is I work to identify where the biochemical hidden stressors are happening in the body. It could be sensitivities to food. I mean, it's not just this external stress that we're under.
So you're treating whatever the symptoms are or the causes, you're treating it with food, supplements?
Both. So
of that.
Right. So I'm identifying where those hidden stressors are and helping my clients to get on another path that might be, it involves what I call the dress for success health system.
Oh, well, so that's kind of a hair thing, a dress for success.
It's an acronym. It stands for DRESS, diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and supplements. So yes, diet's number one. You really can't, it's really a lifestyle change. It's a diet and lifestyle change. And depending on the person, often there are supplements that are involved because the body's been under so much stress. We've got using adaptogens, bioidentical hormones to get things back going, and then starting to do other tests to see, you know, are there food sensitivities? The body goes under the same amount of stress as if you are stuck in traffic and you're yelling and you're all upset about something like that, as if something at work, as if you the same as if you're eating a food that your body is sensitive to. Your body goes under an amount of stress for that,
that's
too.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
It really is. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now and you're tuning in with us that we are talking right now with Frances Starr. Frances Starr is the owner of Core Elements. But not only that, she is a functional diagnostic nutritionist. And what that means really is she works with finding out the things that are making you not feel so good every single day.
Yeah, we're looking at the root cause. We're looking for the hidden stressors. It's not about diagnosing or treating a disease. That's what a physician is for. I'm helping my clients to look for those hidden stressors. And then it's really a process of teaching my client, help my client to learn how to take charge. And as I said, you know, the self-care to help people get on track, get healthy now, and then stay healthy.
So is there something you could tell our listeners right now to help with their adrenal support, their hormone health? Is there a little quick tip or is it not that simple?
Well, I think getting tested is a big thing. But to start with anything that stresses you out, you know, when you eat something and it makes you not feel good and you just think, well, you know, if I just take this drug, you know, then it's okay if I eat this because I know if I take this, I'm going to feel better. You're putting stress on your body.
So food can be a drug too.
Yes.
So, yeah, the ice cream makes us feel great now, but not so great later.
Well, I'm saying if it's doing that to you, you're putting stress on your body.
Right.
So change your diet. If you are constantly fatigued, yet you're pushing yourself at the gym for hours at a time, that's not necessarily good for you,
right?
You've got to work on healing first.
Wow. You know, I know that you were so kind to give out a 30-minute consultation, and that is over the phone. Explain what that is to you.
Well, it's a great way for someone to, for me, to work with someone in that 30 minutes to find out where they are, you know, what's happening, what's not working for them, and then we can talk about how my program might be able to help them. What they always get when they leave, though, is they always get, whether they choose to work with me or not, they will have some direction of how to move forward. So it's always very worthwhile.
Okay, great. So what we're going to do right now is give a 30-minute consultation that will be over the phone, so you don't have to leave your private area, and you can really, I mean, you have a chance to talk with Frances on her own with her undivided attention. Let's do that right now. 419-0008, 419-0008. That is a 30-minute consultation with Frances Starr, and she's a functional diagnostic nutritionist. That's like a tongue tire.
I know.
But, tell us about your background, Frances.
Just call me a health detective.
Oh, I like that. A health detective.
I like that too. But yeah, tell us about your background really quick.
Well, let's see. What do you want to know exactly?
Well, what are you trained in?
Well, functional diagnostic nutrition.
That's actually
it's a certification.
Okay.
It absolutely is. So I'm certified as a diagnostic nutritionist.
Okay.
I'm a health coach. So I've been through Institute for Integrative Nutrition out of New York, a very intensive health coaching program, and several other certifications through Holistic Nutrition Lab. But what really, you know, got me going was the experience, and I've shared this on your show before with my daughter. That's what really moved me from simply helping people with their diet and lifestyle to focusing in on these labs that really identify the hidden stressors.
Yeah, her daughter was allergic and they wanted to start her on all this medication and pills and everything, right? And she changed her eating and she was allergic to dairy
and eggs.
And
she suffered from headaches for a long time, you know, for months going undiagnosed with traditional medicine. And then it was the functional labs that identified the food sensitivities, and that kind of helped me change it. It spearheaded my path.
And good for you not accepting, you know, that she was going to have to be on medication
for
the rest of her life.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Anyways, all right. I'm so excited. I hope that everybody got their name in for this. Again, 419-0008. That is a 30-minute consultation with Frances Starr. Frances, if they don't get that, where do they find you?
You can go to my website, coreelementswellness.com. Call me, 805-277-1977. And eat right, get lots of rest.
And she's so gentle, isn't she? It's like, gosh. Anyways, all right, we're going to take a really, really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Jeremy Butler. We're going to talk about making soda at home, mastering the craft of carbonation. And I said earlier in the show, you know, I don't really need the soda anymore. I thought it was the soda, but it's just that carbonation. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully he's going to give us some really great recipes and ideas for different flavors. So I can't wait to talk to Jeremy. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
16 by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We had so many people call up that actually Francis just said that we could actually give away another 30-minute consultation. If you are not feeling your best, you want to get your name in here and be one of the winners for this. 419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name and your number for your 30-minute consultation with Frances Starr. She is a functional diagnostic nutritionist. She can help you feel better. All right, our next guest is Jeremy Butler, and making soda at home, mastering the craft of carbonation. Jeremy, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I'm really interested. Is this one of your passions, or is this your business? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, I would love for this to be my business, but not quite set up for that yet. Pretty much a little bit ago, I just decided, you know, I want to make my own root beer from real roots.
Ooh, okay.
That really just kind of snowballed into, okay, how can I make it better? How can I get better carbonation? How can I get better flavor? And I have a food science degree from Brigham Young University, and armed, you know, with even just a little bit of that knowledge, really kind of opened up this whole world of do-it-yourself as far as soda and other things.
So let me ask you, does it make that big of a difference to do it, you know, like the fuss of all that making your own soda, is it worth it?
In my mind, there's a couple reasons why you would want to do it yourself. First of all, you can basically take any limits off of what flavors you want to serve.
Okay.
What I was limited by your imagination.
Yeah, what I was saying before is I love Coca-Cola. Okay, it's just my, you know, it's any, I don't know if anybody's ever done that test, Coca-Cola, Pepsi.
Right, right.
What's your favorite?
I prefer not to say.
Oh, okay.
I say this. Yes. I prefer no soda.
Okay.
No, there you go.
Sugar, but I like carbonation. Okay. So you know, what I want to ask, Jeremy, is do you have some healthy recipes with, like, good, I mean, what kinds of sweetener do you use and things like that? I'm curious to know.
Yeah, we've got Frances Starr here, and she is a functional diagnostic nutritionist. So we were saying I actually have given up all my soda, but I realized it wasn't the Coca-Cola that I was wanting. It's just the carbonation.
Right, because it's something about that carbonation hitting the back of your throat.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of wakes you up a
right.
little bit.
Right. I don't know.
So tell us, Jeremy, give me a favorite popular recipe that, yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good question. Personally, I just use regular sugar. And what's great with that is you can cut it back as far as you want. But you have to be careful. You know, if you have a sweet tooth, it's easy to go too far overboard. One thing that I've recommended to people is if they don't want any sugar, you can always use like some flavor oils. Just a small drop will add some flavor to that and get you kind of like a flavored seltzer without any sugar at all.
Ooh,
what,
nice.
Or what about using what
like
about
stevia
using citrus?
Or, yeah.
Or what about citrus? Lemon, lime, orange? You could use the juice of that, right?
You know, if you want a little bit of sweetness, you can always use real fruit juices, and that's always a good source. I love a good carbonated juice. You know, I know I'm not adding sugar to it. There is some sugar in there.
It's probably natural sugar, right? But, like,
yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite recipe?
My favorite recipe is... I've got a coconut lime recipe.
That sounds really good.
Okay.
Coconut water and lime juice, a little bit of the zest from the lime steeped to kind of give it a little bit more intense lime flavor. I like to boost my coconut flavor with a coconut flavor extract. That's not necessary, but it always adds just a little extra oomph there.
Okay, Frances, that sounds pretty healthy, doesn't it?
It actually does.
And really yummy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah. I wouldn't even
like
think of putting those two together, but that sounds great. Huh. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How hard is it to make carbonation?
It can be as easy as you want to make it. I like to look at it as there's three main ways that you can get your carbonation. One is if you want to go the old-fashioned, all-natural route, add a little bit of yeast with some sugar to start a fermentation. And if you keep that sealed, you capture all the carbon dioxide to pressurize it and carbonate it. That does create a little bit of alcohol. So for people with religious concerns or health concerns, that might not be the best route. Another way is, you know, if you want to just make up your own syrup or flavor base and just mix it with some carbonated water, and whether that's something that you carbonate yourself in a SodaStream machine or something along those lines, or even just, you know, a 2-liter bottle of carbonated water or club soda works just fine. And those are definitely the two easiest ways.
So, Jeremy, are there kits available out there? Like there are beer-making kits? Are there soda-making kits? Or do you...
There are, yeah. My preferred method is to just mix everything together and get a homebrew kegging set up, which is a little bit of an investment, but it's a great way to carbonate a lot at one time. And basically, it's the old... pre-mixed soda containers that you used to see at restaurants for their fountain drink service. Those have been sold off basically into the homebrew supply market, and homebrewers are using those to keg their beer. Well, they were originally used for soda, and so it's easy just to use those for their intended purpose, fill it up, pressurize it with CO2, and you're good to go.
Wow. Okay. I know there's some like machines that you could buy at like Bed Bath and Beyond, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Like, you
so
know,
what's the difference between those? I'm kind of curious.
basically, the function is the same. The price is close to the same. Kegging setups are getting a little bit more expensive because used kegs are getting harder to find. But like I said, it really depends on if you want to carbonate a lot or just a little. Usually the countertop devices work great if you want to carbonate 1 liter at a time. And they do look good sitting on your countertop. If you have a little bit more space to dedicate and you don't want something on your counter, definitely a homebrew kegging setup is the way to go.
Now, I know you talk about a peach soda. Peach is my favorite. How do you make your peach sodas?
What I like to do is just peel the peaches, basically chop them up, and then macerate them with a syrup. So pour a hot syrup over top, and that kind of breaks it down a little bit, pulls out the juice and the flavors.
When you say a hot syrup, what are you pouring?
Usually I'm just using a sugar syrup.
Okay.
If you wanted to go without sugar, you could basically just mash up the peaches, steep them in a little hot water, pour boiling water over them to macerate. You're not going to quite pull out as much flavor, but you will still get quite a bit. And then you can carbonate it from there or add carbonated water. I like to boost my peach soda with a little bit of white grape juice.
Gives
it a little bit more kick, gives it a little bit more fruity flavor, makes it taste a little bit more like a peach rather than kind of a cooked peach or a candy.
Yeah. You know, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to AM 1590 KVTA. I am the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And I want to remind you, if you've missed any part of our show, you can go to thekimpaganoshow.com. Listen there. We're also on iTunes, where all of our shows are downloaded there. I also want to remind you that we have a 2 o'clock show right here on this station with completely different guests from 2 to 3. So definitely tune in. We've got another great show for you today. We're talking right now with Jeremy Butler. We're talking about making soda at home. And, you know, I still, you know, wow. I mean, you know, you study the science of, you know, food and everything. But what made you want to make soda?
I think that really it's just the kind of the nostalgia of having any different kind of soda. And I like to do mine in glass bottles. So it's kind of that old-time feel, popping the top on a glass bottle.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Someday, do you ever see yourself manufacturing your own line of sodas?
I would love to do that. And at some point, you know, I might try to jump into it. I'm not a real great business person.
So maybe you'll stick to writing books.
You know, I'm satisfied just sharing my knowledge and sharing my recipes.
Right. So are there recipes in your book?
Yes. The book has 40-plus recipes, and each of those recipes are adapted to the 3 different methods that I described.
Okay.
So whether or not you have special equipment, you know, you don't have to be daunted by trying to adapt the recipe yourself, which is something that I kind of saw lacking in some of the other books. They might have a recommendation to do it one way or the other, but very few books describe all 3 methods.
Where do we find your book?
Oh, right now it's available for pre-order.
Okay.
The official release date is July 15th.
Okay, can't wait to get my copy then. Okay.
Yeah. It's available just about anywhere that sells books.
You got it. Okay.
There's lots of links on the publisher's website, which is qbookshop.com. They have links to Amazon, to Barnes & Noble. If you want to find it locally, they've got links through Indiebound.
Okay. All right.
Pretty much anywhere that sells books.
You got it. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy, for being our guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I look forward to it. In fact, if you're on Facebook, can you become one of our friends and give us that peach recipe?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that would be great. Go to Kim Pagano Show, and I would love that so I can share that with everybody.
Will do.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, ladies. So it is officially summer. What are you doing differently for summer? I know you've got some amazing recipes too, Frances, right? And eating well and all that stuff. I did that with you. And that really just I turned my life around because I'm so much more aware of when she gave us this list, we did a whole
The detox.
So you offer recipes to your clients as well?
Oh,
amazing. I help them with recipes. So it's not just because once we identify what's going on, then we've got to, okay, let's move forward with healing. And if we're taking dairy or gluten or other things out of the diet, then they need support.
Because you're lost. Like all of a sudden, if you can't have a certain thing and you're used to having that, you know.
And so that's how I help my clients too. I really support them through that whole transition and support on how do you move forward now? How do you change your lifestyle? Mm-hmm. And how do you change your diet? Yeah.
There you go. You know, I do want to do a giveaway, and we're going to do a 16 by J Ma. It's a great store over in Ventura. And I've got a $30 gift certificate. And let me tell you, you could put a whole wardrobe together.
Right. I mean, most of their things, not everything, but most of the things are under $16, hence the name 16 by JMA. But yeah, absolutely adorable stuff.
Yeah. All handpicked. June, the owner there, she actually, I'm telling you, she's got great taste, but she offers zero to plus sizes. So definitely go check that out.
Right. And check out their website too, 16byjma.com.
Yeah. They just had their re-grand opening and they've been there for a while. They were voted number one favorite in Ventura.
Right.
But right now I'm giving away a $30 gift certificate to there. So 419-0008. Gosh, we are almost at the end of our show. Do you guys doing anything tomorrow or today, later?
Running.
Yeah, I
Never
heard there's
ends.
There's a pooch parade coming up, right? This today, I believe it is.
Is it today? I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah. I'm going to the beach.
There you go.
I'm going. My husband and I are going to invest in a new umbrella. And take our books, and we're going to go do some hiking, some walking, and just some rest and relaxation, and just enjoy the
peace
of it.
What beach do you go to?
We've been going down to Zuma and Point Doom.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's my old hangout down there. So, yeah. All right. Well, I have enjoyed this show, and, you know, I know we've got more time, right?
I think we
I'm in a hurry to get off. I don't know, you know.
Where are you going?
I don't know where I'm
what
going.
What are you doing this weekend?
You know what? I am actually going to probably just kick back. I am going to go see the menopause. I do want to tell about that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. That is going to be another great show. You know, talking about menopause, okay, and our hormones and all that stuff. These ladies actually just make really comedy about the whole thing, and that is going
to
be
I want to hear
great.
All about it.
It's a menopause musical, and so I'd love to, if everybody already does, if anybody still needs tickets, see if there's any available. It's over at the Civic Arts Plaza,
actually had one of the performers
on
our show last week.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we found out a little bit about that. You know what I also have is Kenny Loggins tickets. I don't know. Do you guys remember Kenny Loggins? Is that one of your favorite?
Of course we do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
well, I've got tickets to that. So let's get that out there too. 419-0008. I'm just going to start putting all these gifts out on the air right now. How about a pair of tickets to Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library? We've got museum tickets.
Okay, have you seen the baseball exhibit yet?
I was there.
You were there for the red, white, and blue ball.
Yeah, and I got there early, but I was mingling, and I didn't get the whole museum thing, but I'm going
to
go back.
I love the fact that place is so close to us, and they're always changing exhibits, and they're always very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And we're really lucky to have it so close by.
I know. So anyways, let me just throw all of that out there. We can just, I'm going to even do two tickets to two meal vouchers to Soup Plantation.
You are very generous.
I know.
This morning.
I know. I'm just feeling it. Okay. So anyways, well, again, you know what? We never talk about you as a realtor, and we have a couple minutes here. Tell everybody about what you do, Anne-Marie.
Well, I'm currently a realtor in Ventura County. I serve all of Ventura County with REMAX. and I absolutely love what I do.
She's very good at it. And let me tell you, if you want to get somebody that can help you personally.
Yeah, very personalized service.
Yeah, I think our favorite thing.
I don't pass you off to my team.
No.
I'm there with you, you know, from the beginning to the end. I'm always available.
Yeah.
And more importantly, I love what I do.
You do.
And, you know, talking about changing careers, I've changed, you know, I wasn't always a realtor, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I was long ago when I was in Boston, I practiced back then.
So you kind of did a full circle. You came back to
it. I came back to it.
Yeah, and you know what? You found your passion because mm-hmm. she is an amazing decorator. She's got an eye for design. And so you're back doing what you really should be doing.
Yeah, I love it.
So give out everybody your number.
My phone number is 805-728-7280. If you need any kind of help, whether you're buying or selling, give me a call.
Or just even thinking about it,
if you have a question, if there's any way I can help you, just please give me a call.
There you go. Frances Starr, thank you so much for being a part of our show, part of our team, too. Give out the number where people can find us and leave us with one special tip that could really change our life and change the way we feel about ourselves.
One special tip. Think about what you eat before you eat it. Is this nourishing my body or is it causing it stress?
Dad.
Does it make me feel good? Am I practicing self-care?
That is so true, because I think so many of us are so quick to just throw whatever it is into our bodies and we don't think.
Yeah.
And then we complain later.
Yeah. Right? And I've really gotten on really trying to eat good and
I've gotten better.
It's not about dieting. It's about eating what feels good and what's good for you.
Right.
805-277-1977. They can get a hold of me there. Thank you again, Kim, for having me.
Of course. This has been so much fun. Remember our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Again, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Make no comparisons. Keep your head down and do your own thing. Everybody's different. And I'm so glad that you are tuning with us here today. And your gift is important to me. Again, have a really great day. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll